For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian observers say Islamic State militants have executed 217 people, including children, since the capture of the historic city of Palmyra more than a week ago. And the state-run Syrian media says 400 have been killed. EU Foreign Minister Federico Mogherini.
400 people killed in Palmyra show that the situation on the ground is really dramatic. And the added value of us working together in the Gulf and in Europe and the international community might hopefully bring some perspective of a political solution. Because only a political solution, both in Syria and in Iraq, can provide a settlement for the crisis.
Mogherini, with other EU ministers, met with the Gulf Cooperation Council Sunday in Doha. Senior U.S. official has questioned the will of the Iraqi people, the Iraqi forces, that is, in the ongoing battle against the Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, commenting on last week's fall of the provincial capital of Ramadi, criticized the Iraqi forces, telling CNN that they appeared to have lacked the will to fight, and even though they outnumbered their Islamic State opponents. UN Security Council has condemned the killing of Burundian opposition leader Zedi Feruzi. Feruzi was buried Sunday, a day after he and a bodyguard were shot to death in Bujumbura. There had been a crackdown on the anti-government protesters who opposed President Pierre Nkurunziza seeking a third term. Ethiopians voting in parliamentary elections Sunday that are expected to give the ruling Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front another five-year hold on power. African Union observers say the voting was orderly. This is VOA News. Spain's mainstream political parties were battered in local elections on Sunday.
Hoy está claro que empieza un cambio de ciclo en España.
Citizen Party regional government candidate Ignacio Aguado said it's clear a new cycle of change has come to Spain. He said the party is supporting the values that got them elected: honesty, work, humility, and hope. Voters facing harsh austerity policies, high unemployment, and corruption scandals turned against the ruling conservatives, that is, and the opposition socialists. The results, 90% complete, the two mainstream parties carrying about 52% of the nationwide voting. Incumbent Polish President Bronislaw Komorowski, facing a surprisingly strong electoral challenge from conservative Andrzej Duda, conceded defeat on Sunday. A key exit poll showed him trailing by a 53-47% margin. Malaysia's police chief says 139 graves believed to contain the remains of migrants have been found near the country's border with Thailand, and that some graves contain more than one body. Khalid Abubakar told reporters today the graves were found at 28 suspected human trafficking camps that likely house some 20 to 300 people per camp. Southeast Asia is battling a humanitarian crisis involving thousands of people smuggled from Myanmar and Bangladesh into Malaysia and Indonesia through Thailand. United States honoring those who died in military service with the annual Memorial Day holiday, that is today, while many communities across the country will honor their war dead with parades, patriotic concerts, and ceremonies, others will mark the day with quiet reflection for those who died. On Sunday, thousands of motorcyclists roll through Washington. It's called Rolling Thunder. They're calling attention to the prisoners of war and those missing in action. Service was held in the Netherlands on Sunday, honoring the war dead from World War II. Here's Prime Minister Mark Rutte.
Today, we, the people of the Netherlands, say thank you. We say it with the deepest of respect and from the bottom of our heart. We say thank you to our liberators.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte. Nobel Prize-winning mathematician genius, he was called, John Nash, whose struggle with schizophrenia was portrayed in the 2001 movie A Beautiful Mind. He and his wife killed in a traffic accident. It happened in the United States here. They were killed Saturday driving in a taxi on the New Jersey Turnpike. John Nash was 86 years old. His wife, Alicia, was 82. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.